From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The post-mortem is delivered on the death of Jamaican prisoner Ivan Morgan. In St. Lucia, a new political party joins the scene in the midst of discussion of the UN fund scandal. And Michael Holden on the state of play. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The result of a post-mortem examination on former Jamaican death row prisoner Ivan Morgan is now at hand. Morgan, one of the prisoners who secured a landmark judgment at London's Privy Council, commuting his death sentence to life after remaining on death row for over 5 years, died last month. As Gary Allen reports from Kingston, the post-mortem has raised some new questions.
Ivan Morgan died of meningitis pneumonia. That's what an official statement from the Department of Correctional Services in Jamaica says. The result became clear after a post-mortem examination more than a week ago. But what does that mean and how does it relate to the symptoms of the illness that he showed earlier? Morgan suffered from persistent stomach and headaches before he died and was actually referred to a mental asylum the day before he passed away. Against that background, the post-mortem report has caused a stir, as it's now clear that Morgan did not have a mental problem, nor was his condition as a result of the extreme depression he was diagnosed as suffering. So was there negligence. That matter is to be determined by a coroner's inquest, which was promised nearly a month ago. Another question being raised then is, when will the inquest begin?